Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He's the NFL super agent, Drew Rosenhaus. Heard every week exclusively on the Joe Rose Show on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM. Brought to you by JM Lexus, your Lexus Plus dealer online at jmlexus.com.
Well, let's go right to him because I know he's been busy trying to figure out who wants to redo contracts and take a cut in pay and get new contracts. Drew Rosenhaus joins us this morning. Drew, how you doing?
Doing great, Joe. Yeah, you know, it's a really busy time, busier than ever.
I was going to say, this is about as busy as I can remember. It's been nuts in Davie. Have you been surprised?
I can't say that I'm surprised. Joe, going into it, I got the sense that the Dolphins were looking to reshape their roster and that last year was a big disappointment and that they were going to change a lot of things around. And, man, they've done that. No Sue, no Landry, no Pouncey. Obviously, they've been active in free agency. They traded for Robert Quinn. They signed Danny Amendola, they signed Josh Sitton, the offensive guard. They signed one of our clients, Albert Wilson. I'll tell you, Albert is the guy that there was a lot of competition for him. I'm not exaggerating if I tell you that we had at least offers from six different teams, and there were clubs that actually offered more money than the Dolphins. But Albert is from Fort Pierce and really wanted to play in South Florida, home, really kind of a hometown guy, and he's excited. Albert's going to bring a dimension to this team that is a little different than Landry and Amendola, and that Albert's a legitimate burner. You know, this guy can run a 4-4 all day long. I think he's one of the fastest receivers in the NFL, and he's outstanding after the catch. He's a big play man. He's one of the best guys after the catch, and he's young, and he's going to bring the Dolphins a real explosive element to that offense between Albert and Kenny Stills. They're going to have an awful lot of speed at the wide receiver position this year.
Drew, I'm guessing the obvious when you have a free agent or you're signing a guy to a team is obviously the contract and the money and the guaranteed money. But how, with Albert and cases like that, playing close to home or getting closer to home, how much is that, you know, involved in the process?
It was huge. There were teams that were offering more money. There were teams that were in it that had coaches that had worked with Albert in the past, and they were frustrated. They couldn't understand what it means to a guy like Albert to play for his hometown team and the team he grew up watching, and what it's like to be close to his family and what it's really like to play in Florida. You know, there's nothing like South Florida. And I mean, that's coming from a guy who's lived here his whole life, but Albert agreed with me. When I told him all the teams that were interested, one of the first things he said to me was Miami Dolphins. So we rolled up our sleeves and we were able to make it work. And I think the Dolphins really got a top priority. What's interesting is they lost a great, great player in Jarvis Landry. But for the same money, they were able to add two really talented receivers in Albert Wilson and Danny Amendola. So I think the Dolphins did really well. You know, certainly Landry is one of the great receivers that's ever played for the Dolphins with his 4 years here. His statistics are unmatched. But for the same money, the $16 million, the Dolphins were able to get two really fantastic players and two great teammates. You know, we also represent Tyreek Hill, and he paid a real tribute to Albert, saying he learned a lot from him and he'll miss him. And I know that New England feels the same way about Amendola. So the Dolphins really picked up two guys that I think the fans will enjoy here. As far as all the other moves they've made, guys, I mean, this is just a rebuilding process. You know, the Dolphins will have a very, very different team next year. It'll be Adam Gase's football team for sure. You know, these are guys that he's bringing in that that fit his mold, and I think the Dolphins will definitely be a younger team that they'll look at, and there'll be a comfort level because these are all guys that they're hand-picking right now that fit what they want to do.
Were you surprised by the Daniel Kilgore, the San Francisco 49er center, the trade that was made?
No, I wasn't surprised because Trent Brown, the 49ers great right tackle, is one of our clients, and he told me that you know, once the 49ers signed Weston Richburg, that he wouldn't have been surprised to see a move with Kilgore because those are two really good centers. So I know Kilgore well, not personally, but from Frank Gore, one of the great Niners, and Frank always told me that Kilgore was a real tough, hardworking, tenacious guy. He's a good technician. He'll be really solid. You know, Pouncey's one of the best in the league. He's tough to replace, but the Dolphins got two really good players on their offensive line with Fitton and Kilgore. And, you know, listen, they're set with their young tackles with Laremy Tunsil and Juwan James, and I think they're projecting Jesse Davis at right guard along with Ted Larson. So I think the Dolphins are solid up front.
Drew, restructuring, roster bonuses up front. How important is that in contracts? Because I saw today, looked like Derek Carr is getting a $15 million bonus on the third day of the contract or the third day of the calendar year for the NFL. And Jimmy Garoppolo today looks like he's taking in some chump change also, $28 million. How important is that when you're either restructuring a deal or you're making a deal for one of your new clients with that bonus money?
Well, you know, staying focused here locally, the Dolphins have reworked a bunch of deals to help them with their cap situation. I know that they reworked Rashad Jones, and I think I saw that they
Tannehill.
You know, Tannehill. So what that does, guys, is it creates more cap room. And believe me, the Dolphins aren't finished. You know, I'm quite sure that they're going to add another defensive interior lineman to go with, you know, their outstanding young rookie from last year, Devon Godchild. They got William Hayes back, and they added Robert Quinn. But knowing the Dolphins, will probably make another move on the defensive front. I'm pretty certain that they're going to continue to be aggressive and maybe even add a running back to go with Drake at some point down the road. And certainly the Dolphins have a great pick in the draft. This draft really looks like it's a great one, guys. I mean, we've got two potential players that I think they'll look at in the first round, and Connor Williams, the offensive lineman from Texas, who's one of the top overall offensive linemen in the draft, and Rashawn Evans, the linebacker from Alabama. I'm pretty sure that those will be names that the Dolphins will be looking at, but this team will improve a lot between now and the start of training camp.
Hey, Drew, I want to ask you, this signing of for free agency, I was waiting for the big splash, and a big splash happened like 4 or 5 days before. They're calling it handshake deals. What the hell happened, man? Do they got to go back and look at that? Because I think you're a little guilty. You're in the middle of all that stuff, jumping the gun a little early, man.
I'll explain to you the way it works. We had one of the biggest signings in free agency for our client, Andrew Norwell, who became the highest paid offensive guard in NFL history, a 5-year deal for $66.5 million and a $30 million full guarantee. And really, as soon as free agency, the negotiating period began on Monday at noon, my phone was ringing off the hook with teams that were making offers to us. And as long as you don't make a formal agreement, you can have at least an intent that you want to sign with the team from our standpoint. So really, by that night, we had the intention that we were going to sign with the Jaguars. We didn't have a formal agreement of any kind. We didn't have anything set up in terms of flights or, you know, a final agreement. But that was our intention based on some of the negotiations that we were doing. So, guys, I mean, you know, the league has created a system right now where 48 hours before free agency starts, you can have open negotiations with teams. And if you're an agent and a player, based on that, you can pick which team you intend to sign with. And then once things got formalized, which was obviously Wednesday at 4 o'clock, then we were able to make a formal agreement at that time. We ironed out the final details.
Wow.
Wow.
Pretty crazy stuff. That's great stuff. Let's get into another first-round pick. He's one of the biggest here in town. Everybody knows the name.
Would be the top free agent on the market, too. If
Jim Dunn?
Yeah.
You talking? Oh, yeah.
If he was on the market.
You're talking about JM Lexus.
Yeah.
Drew, how good is he?
Really, guys, all I can say about JM Lexus is there is a amazing new concept in the automotive industry, and it's called Lexus Plus. And JM Lexus is a Lexus Plus dealership. They're the only one in the southeastern United States. There's only 13 in the entire country. We've got the one and only here in Florida, right here in South Florida, right off the Sample Road, just off the turnpike exit. Go west, and you'll see the most beautiful automotive dealership I've ever seen. And Lexus Plus just revolutionizes what it's like to buy a new or pre-owned vehicle in the following way. You go to the dealership, you deal with one dedicated sales consultant, one and only, just one person. And that individual will help you pick out your new or pre-owned Lexus. And there's one price. There's absolutely no negotiations, not for me, not for any Dolphin players. It's the same for everybody. And it's the best deal. It's the dealer price. And so you don't have to worry about negotiations or someone getting a better deal than you or haggling, spending hours or days or weeks trying to hammer it out. You walk in, you get the best price, period. And then you don't have to worry about dealing with all kinds of different people. There's just one person. There's no salespeople, no finance people, no service people, just one dedicated sales consultant. You're in and out. It just changes the way you want to buy a vehicle. And the JM Lexus inventory is the best. They've got the largest inventory. They've got the most beautiful dealership. Go see for yourself why Lexus Plus just makes the car buying experience a pleasure. And you'll see why I do my business at JM Lexus as well. And I'm a Lexus Plus customer as well.
Drew, good talking to you, man. You take care of yourself. I know you're super busy. Give that little girl a big hug.
Charge that beautiful wife a big hug. Yeah.
And get back to work. We'll see you, Drew. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.